Senior market analyst for the Cattle Facts organization, Kevin Good, told attendees to the Summer Cattle Industry Conference in Denver that cow herd expansion is underway across America. He laid the case out for expansion for the rest of this year into 2015, 2016, 2017, and 2018, starting with mama cows.
Cow slaughter, year to date, and this is our forecast, we think it'll be down 12% when the year's all said and done, 740,000 head. Think about it again next year. We think we'll still be keeping more cows back, so we'll still be expanding. What was the announcement this week about we just lost a cow harvest plant in Milwaukee, didn't we? Think about the trend here. We're going to take about 1 million cows out of the mix this year and next year combined. Don't be surprised if you don't see more news like that, some regional or even some major cow plants that will exit the business. We're just not utilizing them as much as we need to with this kind of cow harvest. So this is a suggestion that we will continue to see some expansion on the cow side. What's that mean? This is looking at cow slaughter on a 7-day moving average. The blue line is this year. Last year's green is the black line. We felt as we came into this year that we could harvest about 30,000 cows on a daily basis. And so you can see the utilization rate over the last couple years in that 80% plus or minus area. You get that down closer to 20, 22,000, that utilization rate goes down to 70% or less. And so that's the pressure, that's the economic signal that we're seeing in some of the cow plants to decide to close their doors. Now, seasonally, what does cow slaughter do as we move into the fall, especially from Labor Day on? It typically picks up. So keep that in mind, because we talk about the market and what we think is going to happen from here forward. Recognize that cow slaughter is seeing the tightest point here over the last 30 days, and with that, we've had record high trim values. Here we're looking at 90% trim, and you can see setting at record high levels. And so if we're going to harvest more cows seasonally going into the fall, yes, it'll be well below a year ago levels, but it still is a seasonal increase. What's the impact for trim levels? Typically, you can see the seasonal there. Typically, trim prices move lower into the fall.
And Kevin Good said that high trim values will try to entice a few more cows into slaughter, but he doesn't think that'll happen to any large degree. Now let's move on and talk about the heifer side of the equation when it comes to rebuilding the mama cow herd.
Let's talk about the heifer side for a minute. Heifer slaughter's percentage of fed slaughter, you can see it from a historical standpoint here. We think we're getting to those levels that we saw the last time we saw a true expansion in the United States. We're back to those levels, and we think we'll stay there over the next couple of years. Let's look at it from a seasonal standpoint. We broke this down. The top, the green bar, is basically non-expansion years. The red is where we expanded the cow herd from the heifer side, and the black line is what we've done year to date. This strongly suggests, with that 7% decline in heifer slaughter compared to a year ago, that we are expanding the herd very rapidly from the heifer side. We feel like these data points would suggest that we are definitely keeping heifers back and seeing some expansion. Roll it all together. What do we think beef cow number is going to do as we go over the next couple years? Word of caution, this would suggest that Mother Nature continues to smile on us. As we go forward, one thing to consider, when we talk to Dr. Art Douglas, he would suggest that we still, over the next 3 years in particular, we're still in that long-term 20-year drought cycle, sunspot cycle. So even though we've got El Nino today, he would suggest and be cautious as we think about 15, 16, 17, because that would still fit in the long-term model where we might come back and get dry again. So a word of caution there. But if you think about what we've done so far year-to-date, heifer retention, lower cow slaughter, it would suggest the beef cow herd, the first of 2015, could be up 300,000 head. And you can stair-step that up to 1 to 2 million head increase over the next 3 to 4 years if, in fact, Mother Nature continues to treat us better. So as you start thinking about that, if we've got a bigger cow herd, the first of 15, what's that mean? Thinking forward, bigger calf crop in 15, potential, and we'll talk about that, bigger beef supplies by 16.
Senior Market Analyst for the Cattle Facts Organization, Kevin Good, at this year's Summer Cattle Industry Conference in Denver. Good making a persuasive case that we're holding back those mama cows for another calf, that we're retaining heifers, and we're rebuilding the beef cow herd once again here in the U.S. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.